Recorded Books presents The Weirdo by Theodore Taylor, narrated by George Guidel.
Book 1. Samantha Sanders was 9 years old. The afternoon she found Alvin Howell dead. She'd spotted the bright blue cloth over at the edge of Powhatan Swamp just as she turned into her yard. Odd, because it hadn't been there when she went to school in the morning. Putting her books down on the front porch, she crossed Chapinoak Road, jumped the ditch, and came upon the cloth quicker than she'd expected. It was half hidden in the brush. Raising a branch, she saw a man's face, mouth wide open as if he was trying to yell, eyes swollen with fright. On his chest was a splotch of red. Screaming, Sam stumbled back, falling down into the ditch water. Heart beating in her ears, she crawled out and ran for the house. Her hand shook as she lifted the hidden front door key off its nail and struggled to get it into the lock. Inside, she called the school district office, weeping now, trying to make herself understood. She wanted her mother, Del Sanders. Her papa, a Coast Guard bosun, was out on temporary sea duty. Her brother Steve was at baseball practice. Delilah Sanders came on.
"Mama, Mama, Mama, there's a dead man."
"Where, Samantha?"
"Dead man."
"Where, Samantha? Calm down, you're not making any sense.
Dead man, out in front of the house."
"Are you sure?"
"He's there."
"All right, listen to me. I'll call the sheriff. You lock the door and stay inside. Get some water. Take an aspirin." "All right, Samantha."
"Yes, Mama. Come home, please. Come home."
"I'll be there just as fast as I can." Del arrived home 20 minutes later, even before the sheriff's car came up the road, roof light flashing, and went about holding Sam and calming her down. A moment later, there was a sharp knock on the door. A deputy in plain clothes, identifying himself as Ed Truesdale, showed his ID card and asked, "Where is he?" "My daughter said he's right across the road. Look for some blue just over the swamp ditch." Truesdale, taking a gun out of his coat, hurried off in that direction as Del and Sam watched silently. Sam clutched her mother. They saw him jump across the ditch, lift a branch, and stand there looking down. Then he returned to his car to use the radio. In a few minutes he was up on the front porch again, asking if he could come in. Del said, "Sure."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?